Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I know your English is going to improve today. Now, are you a thankful person? When do you think it's most important to be thankful? If you ask me, I think it's always a good time to be thankful. Well, the title of today's lesson is A Thankful Life. Yes, even if life is difficult and you don't have all the answers, you can still be thankful. Perhaps then it's most important to be thankful. Well, today we will learn about more ways to show that you are thankful with two sections, acts of kindness. Yes, acts of kindness, things that you can do that are kind, and use of time. How can you use your time to show that you are thankful? We're going to find out right now. Let's begin.
A Thankful Life. Acts of Kindness. Thankful people know that it's much better to give than to receive. When you're thankful, you feel called to pay it forward. This is simply a generous gesture made to a stranger. Some volunteer on a regular basis to help people in need. It's a way of showing love. But there are also great rewards for such experiences. Studies show that volunteers are likely to feel less depression and greater well-being.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 gesture 这个名词。Gesture 在这里是指表示或姿态，例如 Visiting the new neighbor with your homemade treats was really a nice gesture. 拜访新的邻居，而且送他们你自己做的点心是非常贴心的举动。Gesture 也指手势或者是示意动作。例如 The boy's rude gesture made his classmates very angry at him. 这个男孩粗鲁的动作让班上的同学对他很生气。其实我们看的是 depression 这个不可数名词。第一，这个字首有往下的意思，所以 depression 是指忧虑或沮丧。例如 ,going out and talking to people can get rid of your depression in no time. 出去和别人说说话可以立即把你的忧虑一扫而空。Depression 也指忧郁症。例如 ,Debbie is suffering from serious depression and she's on medication now. Debbie 有严重的忧郁症，她现在正在服药。
How wonderful! Oh, well, it is so important to be thankful and to have a thankful life. And here is another way that you can express your thankfulness. Or here are other things that you can do. First of all, we're reading about acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. So you can say nice things about other people, or you can do nice things for other people.
And that would be an act of kindness. Gabe, do you like to do nice things for other people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to do acts of kindness? Like what?
Rebecca, you know, I don't like to boast about my acts of kindness because I do lots of nice things for other people. Like the time I paid for your drink, and I'm often paying for other people's coffee
and meals.
Hold on
for just a moment. I paid you back.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was an act of kindness, Rebecca.
Yes.
Thank you for paying me back.
Okay, well, here is a good example of an act of kindness. I do agree that sometimes it's very difficult to be sharing with other people about your good acts of kindness. So here, I'll help you out a little bit,
okay.
Gabe. And let me think of an act of kindness. Remember when we went river tracing not too long ago, and there was a group of us who were going through the water, and then we came across those obstacles, like those rocks.
Yeah, the rocks that were very difficult
yes.
to get over. Yeah.
And I thought it was wonderful. It was so great how you were helping some of us other people, us girls, to get over those rocks.
That's right. Actually, Steve was full of acts of kindness that day, helping people get over the rocks. All right, well, there's many ways that you can bless other people. And we read in our lesson, thankful people know that it's much better to give than to receive. And this is a very common, a very famous saying in English and in Chinese. 施比受更有福. Did you catch that, Rebecca?
Oh, it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah, 施比受更有福. Can you
see? 施比受更有福.
Yeah, not bad. You know what? It's better to give than to receive. I got a story about this.
Oh, really?
I always got stories.
You do?
Yeah. Actually, I was with a friend and in my university town, mm-hmm. and there was a homeless guy that I'd also become friends with. And I said, hey, would you like to come with us to lunch? You know, I can pay for you, whatever. And he said, no, I don't want to do that. And then finally, he said, you know what? They say it's more blessed to give than to receive. I don't want to take your blessing. Sure, I'll come with you and have a free meal.
What a great response. And I bet he said thank you. Well, thanks for sharing that story, Gabe. But speaking of this word thank you, how do you respond to thank you? The guys in the info cloud would like to discuss that right now.
You're welcome.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Here's a question a lot of you have asked. What's the best way to respond to the phrase, thank you?
Well, actually, there are many options. Not at all. Don't mention it. My pleasure. Anytime. And the import from Australia, no worries. To be sure, each response carries with it a slightly different meaning.
Right. Often the one we choose will depend on the circumstance and who it was that said thank you.
Now, we should mention that some people have a big problem with the response, no problem. They feel it's dismissive and diminishes the appreciation of the person who said thanks.
I can understand that. Hearing someone respond, no problem, to my thank you, I sometimes feel like my expression of thanks was wasted.
Mm-hmm. And when people say no problem, does it mean that if it were a problem, they wouldn't have done it?
Well, since some people are sensitive to such things, it's probably best to stay away from no problem, unless you're among friends.
Friends, if someone tells you thanks, the best response is still the old-fashioned, you're welcome. But whatever response you do choose to use, be sincere and say it with a smile.
当别人对我们说 thank you 的时候，我们除了 you're welcome， 还可以有哪一些话来回复呢？其实有很多的选择，例如 my pleasure， don't mention it， anytime。No sweat. 虽然这些都可以表示不客气，但不同的答复适用于不同的场合。有一些比较通俗，有一些比较正式。另一个美国人常用的答复是 no problem， 表示没什么，只是举手之劳的意思。No problem 当然是很口语的答复，但有些人觉得这样回答有点太轻浮，太随便，好像是说，若是真的是一个 problem， 那我才不会帮你呢。所以对亲朋好友或熟识的同学同事讲 no problem 是无妨的，但在正式场合比较不恰当，最安全恰当的答复还是规规矩矩的说 you're welcome。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, continuing here with our lesson, we read, when you are thankful, you feel called to pay it forward. Now, what does it mean if you pay something forward?
Well, isn't that the opposite of paying something back to somebody? So, for instance, earlier you mentioned that you paid me back
mm-hmm.
for the drink that I bought you.
Right.
Now, what if you paid it forward? Would that mean that you are buying somebody else a drink?
Yes, actually, Gabe, I got a great story
that
illustrates this point. So many years ago, there was this car that pulled up to a Starbucks, and they ordered a drink, Okay? And then he decided to pay for the person behind him. He decided to pay for his drink.
Oh.
And then he left. So then the next car pulled up, and the cashier at Starbucks said, well, your drinks have already been paid for. So that car said, well, I'm going to pay for the person behind me their drinks. So then they left.
Mm-hmm.
That continued on for hours.
Really?
And hours. Yes, it's a true story.
Was this the Starbucks you were working at?
No, I wish this was the Starbucks that I was working at, but no. So it's just an example of paying it forward. How one car bought the drink behind them, and then it just kept going and going and going. I think it was about 8 hours.
Wow, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of paying it forward. And so the idea here, friends, is that maybe you don't even know the person that you are blessing or that you're doing something nice for. Our lesson says, when you're thankful, you feel called to pay it forward. This is simply a generous gesture made to a stranger. So it's someone that you don't know.
And our lesson says, this is simply a generous gesture made to a stranger. Some volunteer on a regular basis to help people in need. It's a way of showing love, but there are also great rewards for such experiences.
Okay, and studies show that volunteers are likely to feel less depression and greater well-being. Okay, so maybe you should try this sometime. Pay it forward and do something nice for somebody that you don't even know.
So next time someone buys you something, why don't you take the time and look for someone else that you can bless? Well, we have more for you, so make sure you return and stay
tuned.
That one needed some help.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about ways to show that you are thankful and that you are a thankful person, that you have a thankful life. One thing you can do is acts of kindness. That is, do nice things for other people. We all know it's better to give than to receive. Now, sometimes if someone does something nice for you, maybe they buy something for you, you want to pay them back, right? Well, maybe you can consider paying it forward. That is a gesture, a nice, generous gesture to a stranger, someone that you don't even know. Well, how else can we show that we are thankful? It's time for us to continue learning about that now.
A thankful life. Use of time. Quality time is also a great way to show thanks. One researcher says that gratitude is the emotion of friendship. By spending time with others, you show them how much they mean to you. But gratitude is also better realized by spending time alone. When you're by yourself, you can think through the best parts of your day. Some list them out or pray to thank God for them. Find your way to make Thanksgiving a part of who you are every day.
Okay, 接下来我们看 gratitude 这个不可数名词。 Gratitude 是指感激之情或者是感谢。例如, I would like to take this opportunity to show my eternal gratitude to you. 我想利用这个机会向你表达我无限的感激。或者是, Jessica gave her homestay mom a necklace to express her gratitude to her. Jessica 送给她寄宿家庭的妈妈一条项链来表达她对她的感谢。最后我们看的是 Thanksgiving 这个不可数名词。 Thanksgiving 是指感恩或感谢。例如, when the mother of the wounded soldier saw her son, she cried tears of thanksgiving. 当这位伤兵的母亲看到他的时候,他流下了感恩的眼泪。如果 Thanksgiving 前面的T大写的话,就是指感恩节。例如, everyone will come home tonight for our Thanksgiving dinner. 大家今天晚上都会回家吃我们的感恩节晚餐。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So earlier in our lesson, we talked about acts of kindness. Now it's time for us to talk about use of time. We read quality time is also a great way to show thanks. Quality time. These are some great little words that we would like to talk about. Hey, Gabe, do you think quality time is important?
You know, I really do. And I know that some people value quality time more than other people. Have you ever heard of those five love languages, Rebecca?
Of course, quality time is one of those love languages.
Yeah, and gifts is another one. So maybe some people feel love when they receive gifts. Other people feel love more when you're spending quality time with them. But I think in general, quality time really is very important in any relationship.
Yes, and it's definitely something that I value. So for example, using myself as an example, someone might give me lots and lots of gifts, and they might even say words of encouragement to me, but if they don't actually spend quality time with me, well, I might not necessarily feel like they care about me.
So you value quality time as well.
I do.
And this is different from quantity time. It's not about how much time you spend with somebody, but about the quality of that time you spend with somebody. So if someone is spending time with you and they're showing that they care about you, they want to know how you're doing with your life, that is quality time.
Well, our lesson says one researcher says that gratitude is the emotion of friendship. Friendship, really? So gratitude is the emotion of friendship. By spending time with others, you show them how much they mean to you. Now let's talk about this phrase, how much someone means to you. This just means that, well, it's referring to how valuable somebody is to you.
Exactly, and you can use this question, how much does something mean to you? How much does this friendship mean to you? If you really cared about our friendship, you would spend more time with me. You would ask me how I'm doing. How much does this friendship mean to you?
And you know something that I've noticed? Sometimes you don't realize how much someone means to you until they're no longer there. Have you noticed that? Like, my parents used to live here in Taiwan, and I didn't even realize how much they meant to me, at least here in Taiwan, until they went back to the States.
Yeah. It's like that phrase, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't know how to appreciate until something is missing. Well, friends, be sure to share how you are thankful. Be sure to do acts of kindness. Be sure to spend time with people who are important to you.
But gratitude is also better realized by spending time alone. When you're by yourself, you can think through the best parts of your day. Some list them out or pray to thank God for them. Well, right now I'm very thankful because we are going to go sing
it
out.
Look around and you will see flowers, birds, and Thanksgiving meal is almost ready.
Well, I'm not ready.
What do you mean?
Everyone around the table will share something that they are thankful for.
Is that so hard?
No, I can easily share something.
Good.
But people should be thankful all the time. How can we do that?
Well, we can focus on the positive. Find good things, even in bad situations.
You mean look on the bright side?
Exactly. And express what you like about others without comparing yourself.
Especially on social media.
Especially, right.
But it's hard to ignore all the bad things that happen.
So learn from those things and become stronger.
Maybe we should be thankful for negative things, too.
We should. Mistakes are not all bad. They can humble us.
Is that a good thing?
Sure. Humble people have better relationships and can see life's blessings more clearly.
I never thought about that. Okay, I'll focus on the positive and learn from the negative.
Good for you. That will help you be more thankful every day.
Anything else I need to know?
Let's see. Thankful people know it's better to give than to receive.
I know. Maybe I can pay it forward. That's a generous gesture, right?
Right. And maybe you can volunteer to help people in need.
I like that idea.
And remember, spending quality time with others is a good way to show thanks, too.
Of course, that shows others that I care.
Right.
Great. Now I'm ready for Thanksgiving dinner. I have something to share.
Oh, so what are you thankful for today?
My mom's advice about how to be thankful every day. Thank you, Mom.
Oh, you're so welcome. Happy Thanksgiving, dear.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Well, I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. What do you like to eat during Thanksgiving?
I love cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and...
turkey!
It's all about turkeys. Friends, make sure you come back next time right here to learn about turkeys here at Studio Classroom.